And well, listening to that was the Minister of Transport, Phil Twyford. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Guyam.
When did you know of this decision that there would be no new regional fuel taxes under this government?
Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister gave me a call and asked me what I thought about the idea of ruling out future regional fuel taxes. We had a conversation about it and agreed that to give some certainty to people, in light of the kind of scaremongering that we've seen from the opposition and the current climate, that it would be better to just rule out future regional fuel taxes. And to be fair, you know, we've never had a plan to have additional regional fuel taxes, and the Prime Minister's view all the way along has been that the Auckland one should be the only one. I argued through the cabinet process when we were designing the legislation that we should leave the flexibility in the law for some future government to be able to use this mechanism in conjunction with a local council. We just think that the time right now is it's right to give people some certainty on this and just say there will not be any additional regional fuel taxes.
OK, we'll return to some of those comments and the cabinet process shortly, but I want to stick with the timeline just for the second. So roughly yesterday morning, you're saying you got a call from the Prime Minister saying, what do you think about this?
Yeah, late morning yesterday. I was
late morning, and you did, but you didn't discuss it with Shane Jones, obviously.
No, and to be fair to Shane, he should have been in the loop, and that's a glitch on our part. So
the two of you made this decision.
That's correct.
Based on what?
Based on a view that, given that we don't have any plans and never have to extend regional fuel taxes beyond Auckland. We've always had the view, and we campaigned on this in opposition, that the Auckland situation was exceptional. The city, our country's biggest city, is a transport basket case. It needed bold change. We've subsequently landed a 10-year, $28 billion plan. The Auckland regional fuel tax contributes by through $1.5 billion in revenue over 10 years, leveraging subsidies. It contributes about $4 billion to that 10-year transport plan to fix Auckland's gridlock. That we think that was an exceptional case.
Okay, you've said that twice now, so I want to return to the cabinet process. You've mentioned it yourself, and I look at the cabinet paper that you drew up and presented to the Cabinet Business Committee on December 20. Quote, I propose the legislation allows any regional council to propose a regional fuel tax, end quote. So why would you allow and, in fact, encourage them to propose one? Because you go on to say, quote, I am aware that representatives from other regions, for example, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Otago, have expressed interest in a regional fuel tax, end quote. So you draw up this legislation, you say you're aware of these regions who want it, and you propose that the legislation allows any of these regions to propose a regional fuel tax. And now you commit a U-turn. Why?
It's not a U-turn. The legislation does allow councils in the future, after from 2021 onwards, to enter that process.
But why would they now that you've ruled it out?
No. But the legislation does allow it because we took the view that some future government may want to allow that to happen. And you don't want to go changing primary legislation. You want to, if you're going to have that option of a future regional fuel tax, much easier to allow it under the legislation and deal with it through regulation.
Yeah, but look, you're the Minister of Transport. Surely you must recognise what a U-turn looks like. This is clearly a U-turn.
No, look, Guyan, it's not, because we've never had a plan that the regional fuel tax would be extended to any other centres. And as I said, the Prime Minister's view has always been that Auckland would be the only one. We left that flexibility in the legislation for some future government, but we think in the current climate, much better to give people certainty and confidence and let people know. So there's no.
So is it? That's just byword for saying the public and political pressure has been too great.
No, but I think it's actually the Prime Minister has listened to New Zealanders, and I think that your piece prior quoted Mark Stockdale from the AA saying that this was a pragmatic response and he welcomed it. Well, actually, we have listened to New Zealanders. We know that people are getting a hard time at the petrol pump now. It's not mostly due to government taxes. It's actually mostly.
So why would you change that then? Because that's been your argument, hasn't it? That it's the dollar and it's the other market forces. So why now cancel a regional fuel tax?
Because it's one additional thing. But look, we are moving on the we've just passed the law.
That's I know, and we've had many stories on that. This is about you cancelling the regional fuel tax. You wanted it in there for other regions. The briefing papers that lead up to your decision say the same thing. Transport agency briefing to you in November. Given the broad interest in regional fuel taxes, one decision you will need to make is whether you wish the new legislation to only apply to Auckland or to be sufficiently broad to enable other local authorities to potentially do so as well.
And the decision that Cabinet took was that we were to leave the flexibility in the legislation for future governments should they wish to use it. We've never had a plan to extend the regional fuel tax to other regions. Auckland is an exceptional case. The regional fuel tax is making a huge contribution to Auckland Council's ability to fund the big, bold transport plan that we've put in place. But quite frankly, look, you haven't got the scale of the problem or the acuteness of the congestion in any other city in the country.
Why were you discussing this with other regions then?
I wasn't actively discussing it. A number of councils have raised it in the media. I think probably two or three mayors raised it with me in conversation in person. But I have ruled it out. And as listeners will know, in relation to Wellington, yesterday, the councils in Wellington proposed a regional fuel tax in that region as part of the transport package that we're working on together at the moment, and I ruled it out. I said it wouldn't happen.
Why didn't you say that publicly?
The discussion wasn't a public discussion. It was a part of a working group between the New Zealand Transport Agency representing the government and the councils in Wellington working together on the details of the big transport investment package that we hope to announce in the next few months.
Well, if you look at Hamilton, they've made comments after yesterday, and Local Government New Zealand as well have made comments saying that, well, look, if these are off the table, then we want some alternatives. So what are they to do now?
Well, I understand. I mean, the situation that councils are in, particularly the high growth centres where they're struggling to deliver the infrastructure that a growing population needs, and Hamilton is one of those. And we're working very closely with those councils on how you can bring together transport, housing, infrastructure, and a shared growth plan that brings together both central government and local government. And there are other funding possibilities. Now, councils do have the ability to use rates. They have the ability to use targeted rates. We're working on how we can use land value capture to recycle a small share of the value uplift in property around big transport infrastructure investment projects. So there are a number of options, and we'll continue to work with councils on those.
Thanks for your time this morning. I do appreciate it. That is the Transport Minister, Phil Twyford, there talking about the government's sudden announcement yesterday that the regional fuel tax would not apply outside Auckland as long as Jacinda Ardern is Prime Minister of New Zealand. He revealed there that the decision was made by the two of them yesterday morning before question time, and then announced during an exchange with Simon Bridges.